Water molecules are the most sensitive molecule in nature to frequency of any type. If you take a cell phone that's turned on and you hold a bottle of water, particularly glass is better, but if you hold a bottle of water in your hand and have somebody approach you, you can literally feel the water start buzzing with energy. And remember, your body is a healthy person, 65 to 70% water. But by molecular count, if you count all the molecules in your body, you're 99% water by molecular count, which means you are picking up and responding to every single electromagnetic frequency in the environment.
They're not just poisoning the water supply with fluoride and PFAS and forever chemicals and pharmaceuticals and even liquefied dead people via aquamation. They're irradiating the water supply to make people sick. And this is a well-known consequence of EMF exposure. It's not just that they're pumping radiation into the air. It basically gets transferred into the water molecules, and that gets transferred into your body and has a huge impact on the molecular chemistry and the biochemistry that's responsible for keeping you healthy. And so cell towers and cell phones are much more dangerous than people think. A lot of people think they're safe and effective like the vaccines, but what we're finding out is that basically most of this technology that we're being exposed to isn't safe or effective at all. With the vaccines, we're looking at 10 pages of side effects. But with this EMF technology, cell phones, cell towers, and the like, the consequences are potentially much higher. Insurance companies don't even want to underwrite the liability associated with this technology. And major cell tower companies have warned their shareholders that if lawsuits come up, they're going under, because nobody wants to insure them, because they already know that this technology is basically beyond lethal. And it's one of the reasons why we're seeing major cancer clusters around cell towers and schools. And public schools are beginning to apply EMF shielding to protect their students. Now the question is, why aren't regular people applying EMF shielding to protect themselves? Well, many people are. EMF shielding has become a multi-billion dollar industry because people know just how dangerous the environment has become. All you have to do is drive around with an EMF meter and you'll realize just how radioactive the environment is. It's not radio silent, it's radioactive. Now, you might be thinking it's safe and effective because it's non-ionizing. And that's basically what or how they classify microwave radiation. It's non-ionizing, so it's safe. But these cell towers, cell phones, Wi-Fi, and the like basically operate at the same frequency as a microwave oven. I don't think anybody would classify a microwave oven as being safe or the radiation from a microwave oven as being safe, because you can cook meat with these microwaves, with this non-ionizing radiation. And that means it causes damage to the tissue. It denatures the proteins, and that's why it cooks in a microwave. And so the radiation isn't safe or effective. It's why they put restrictions on exposure. If it was so safe, there wouldn't be any need for restrictions on EMF exposure. But there are, because it's not safe. And there's countless white papers saying that it's not safe. Tens of thousands of scientists saying that it's not safe, just like the vaccines. Even the Department of Defense will tell you that this technology causes cancer. It makes people sick. It wreaks havoc on the immune system, on the nervous system, and the like. And much of the things that we're seeing in society today, like MS or Parkinson's, is probably related to EMF exposure. You know, these people are twitching because basically they're short-circuiting. And all of this radiation has just huge effects on human biology. But it gets worse because every type of technology has a military application. And for decades, governments have been using EMF as an instrument of destruction, as a way of killing people, especially those that are undesirable. And for decades, they were microwaving Catholics in the UK because they didn't like them. And this kind of thing has been going on around the world. They basically irradiate the people they don't like because there's plausible deniability. Microwave weapons don't leave holes in the walls. They don't make, you know, gun sounds and the like. It's basically the perfect weapon, and it's why it's been used for decades. And there's all sorts of EMF weapons out there today, and the technology is much more advanced than people think. A lot of people have been talking about dews in terms of Maui and the Texas wildfires and the like, but it goes way beyond lasers that cause fires. Essentially, this technology is used to cause cancers. It's used to cause heart attacks and strokes. It's used to cause severe flu-like symptoms. And we've done reports on this based on Pentagon interviews where they're like, acute radiation exposure is exactly like flu-like symptoms. And this is why people got the COVID after they rolled out the 5G. But in its weaponized form, and here we see public schools shielding classrooms from cell towers. In their weaponized form, EMF radiation is the perfect weapon. It can kill in seconds. It can cause cancers and other natural-looking diseases, if you will. And nobody's really suspicious about what happens when people get taken out by these weapons. But this is a major concern now because we're getting tons of reports from people online that are being affected by these types of weapons. And it's even been in the news. They call it the Havana Syndrome and the like, but it's happening worldwide. This is next generation warfare. And there's countless people online right now being tortured and killed by these weapons. And chances are you're being affected by these weapons right now and you don't even know it because it's part of a social credit score system. And it's using the silent weapons doctrine basically to take people out without them knowing it. And so it is a rather complicated issue, because there isn't, you know, this laser beam coming through your wall that you can see so that you can, you know, really understand what's happening. But if you've been experiencing the 5G symptoms like most other people these days, chronic fatigue, recurring headaches, heart palpitations, vertigo, ringing in the ears, the sudden onset of pain not associated with an injury, chances are you're being targeted by the system. You're being targeted by energy weapons that are controlled by artificial intelligence. And they basically track you wherever you go. And the coverage is basically like cell phone coverage. And there's really no escaping it. The question that most people have is it really happening? Oh, it's definitely really happening, because there's at least 7 major manufacturers of directed energy weapons right now, and most of them are publicly traded companies like Boeing and the like. And this industry is booming, to say the least. And so we know that they've been mass producing energy weapons for decades now. And the whole premise of 5G technology is actually to you know, make beams that will target people. Beamforming technology, that's what it's all about. So the technology definitely exists. The applications are definitely possible. The question is, you know, would these people on television actually do that? And the answer is, well, yes. Because even if you're not a critic or a dissident, even if you're a loyal sheeple, they'll line you up and inject you with the death vax and have you drink the Kool-Aid. They're more than capable of genociding people for whatever cause. And we know, based on revelations from weapons experts, government insiders, and victims, and even videos, that this is happening. We know that people are being targeted. And this is where basically the whole term targeted individual comes from. There's tons of people being targeted by energy weapons right now. So it isn't really a question of, is it happening? It's definitely happening. The question is it happening to you? Chances are, it already is, like many other people. And if it isn't happening to you yet, it will definitely happen to you. You will be targeted by this system as they basically try to eliminate 90% of the world's population. And if they can't get you through vaccines or GMOs, they're going to try and get you through these death towers. And that's the sad reality of our situation right now. We're dealing with weapons that most people can't even understand. Most people don't really understand how their cell phones work, let alone how directed energy weapons work. But basically, the technology is so advanced that it can track you wherever you go. And it can hit you with surgical precision in a way that mimics stages of a disease. And this technology has been massively rolled out and integrated into the smart city grid, if you will. This has been planned out for decades. And we've been doing an awareness campaign on all the different angles of this technology. But it's basically beyond a doubt that this is happening, that people are being targeted as we speak, and not just a few people. This is on an industrial scale. This is an industrial genocide, if you will. And the best part is that it all looks like natural causes, heart attacks, strokes, and cancers. That way, you know, there's no reason.